This is Stock Day. News and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on the OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest. He is the CEO of Alliance Bioenergy Plus. His name is Daniel Delagey. Daniel, welcome to the show. Your ticker symbol is ALLM. I've read a little bit about your company. I'm excited about having you on the show. Give my listeners a little bit of a rundown. I know you guys are in the green energy, renewable technologies. You guys are focusing on emerging technologies in that space. So give us a little overview of your company.
Well, thanks for having me. Yes, we have a patented process out of the University of Central Florida where we're able to convert virtually any cellulose material, that is any plant material, wood, paper, agricultural byproduct. We can convert it in a mechanical process within just a couple of minutes into its base components, which is primarily various sugars, and then those sugars can be used to produce cellulosic ethanols, biodiesels, and a variety of other fine chemicals and bioplastics.
Now, you guys currently have a patent on CTS, the cellulose to sugar process. Can you bring us up to speed what exactly that is?
We have 3 issued patents and 15 filed and pending patents, and it revolves around the mechanical conversion of cellulose material into its base components using a proprietary catalyst. And it's done within 15 minutes using no applied heat, no applied pressure, no liquid acids, and nothing in the process you would not put in your mouth. I wouldn't suggest it. It doesn't taste really good, but it's completely green, completely renewable, and everything in the process completely recycles.
Today's my guest is Daniel Delage. He is the CEO of Alliance Bioenergy Plus, Inc., trading under the ticker symbol ALLM. Now, Daniel, back in earlier this year, around January 19th, you guys put out a press release, and there was some negative talks out there about your company. Is there anything you want to get straight for the record out there?
Well, unfortunately, on the OTCQB, it's a little bit of the Wild West, and you have a lot of day traders, and you have some shorters, and you have folks that are just betting against you no matter what you're doing.
Exactly.
And there's just nothing you can do about that. We're focused on our business plan and on our business model in developing this technology. We've been able to take it from the lab scale to the commercial scale in less than 2 years, which is really amazing for a brand new science. And that's what this is. This is a brand new way of doing chemistry. And for us to be able to get out of the university into a commercial footing in less than 2 years is absolutely phenomenal. So what the naysayers are going to say, it doesn't really affect me.
Using the CTS process, how does this change the way traditional corn ethanol is made?
Well, what we're able to do in a traditional corn ethanol plant is actually reduce their energy consumption by more than 70% if they are to transition to our process completely. We're able to eliminate almost 7 steps in the existing process and reduce the cost of making ethanol significantly, whereas it becomes a lot cheaper than making petroleum-based gasoline. Now, what's going to happen is you're going to see the market add this to the existing process initially and then transition slowly off of the corn ethanol into a more cellulose biomass-based feedstock. So what we've done is we've partnered with another technology that allows us to go into an existing ethanol plant using their current waste, which is called a DDG, a distiller's grain, that they traditionally cake and sell for very low income as cattle feed. We can take that product, we can separate it into its base components and then put part of it back through the CTS system and increase the output of the ethanol plant with cellulosic ethanol and recover an additional supply of corn oil and high-value proteins, adding significant dollars to the bottom line of an existing corn ethanol plant without increasing their operating expenses at all or bringing in any type of outside feedstock. And then with the CTS process in place, they're able to gradually start bringing in some outside feedstocks, whether it be corn stover, which is the leftover corn cobs and stalks and leaves, or some sort of other biomass that is readily available in their area, and completely increase the output of cellulosic ethanol and get off of the food kernel altogether at some point.
Does the futures of corn, is that a process that matters to you guys, if there's a good year or a bad year?
It doesn't matter to us, but it matters to the corn ethanol plant. And that is the problem with corn ethanol. They are tied to the corn price, and they are tied to the fluctuating food costs in the country as well, as it dictates corn, whether it goes to fuel or it goes to food. So there are some years that the corn ethanol is extremely profitable and it works very well for them. There are other years that it is not. And that's why having a CTS type of a process that they're able to bolt on gives them the flexibility that if corn prices are low and in abundance, they can use corn. If corn prices are high and it doesn't make sense to ship in corn or to use corn, they're able to use switchgrass or the corn stover, the waste product of corn, or sugarcane bagasse, the waste product of sugarcane, or literally paper or wood or anything else that they can get their hands on locally.
By using your CTS process.
That's correct.
Now, gas prices have been in the news lately. I've heard a lot of CEOs saying, hey, Everett, we can't make any money when gas is under $40 a barrel. Does that have any fluctuation on your business?
It doesn't affect us at all because we're not tied to the gas prices, to the corn prices, or to any commodity market whatsoever, because we're operating independently of all of those factors, because we're producing a product that is, one, mandated by Congress under RFS2, Renewable Fuel Standards 2, and it's a product that is not able to be made in the marketplace today, other than one other competing technology that can meet only 5% of the congressionally mandated amount. So our process will thrive in any environment, whether gas prices are high or gas prices are low, for a variety of reasons. And the fact that we can do it cheaper, cleaner, and quicker than petroleum and or any competing cellulosic technologies gives us the ability to make a gallon of ethanol a lot cheaper than you can buy a gallon of gas.
The CEO of Alliance Bioenergy Plus Inc. is with us today, trading under the ticker symbol ALLM, and talking about using the CTS process that his company has very many patents on it. Daniel, one of the last questions that I have for you, and I actually have a couple more after this, can you bring us up to speed with the harvest technology? I think we talked about that a little bit, and maybe the merger that might be coming together on the AMG corn ethanol plant.
Sure, absolutely. Harvesting Technology is a sister company that we've been working with. They have a patented process that I mentioned earlier that works at the back end of a corn ethanol plant. And they're able to take the DDG, the distiller's grains, within a corn ethanol plant and separate them into their base components. And that benefits our process because we can take the fiber out of the corn kernel husk, the outside shell of the corn kernel that gets left over in the fermentation process of making ethanol. We can take that and put it through the CTS process. So the harvesting technology process is a natural fit for the CTS process. So we're working very closely with them on combining a unit that will be sold into the existing corn ethanol world in the U.S. And abroad. And as far as the merger, we are diligently working on all of the paperwork, and we will be announcing here in the next couple of weeks that all of that is complete and will be filed, and it'll all be readily available for everyone to see. But we'll be streamlining the subsidiaries and making it a nice, easy flow from the top through the operational subsidiaries down through the holding the patent holding company of Carbolosic LLC. If folks will recall or will read the history of the company, they will note that we were originally an entertainment company that made this switch a couple of years ago, and this is really just leftover house cleaning of getting some of the subsidiaries in line to be more efficient.
It sounds like your CTS process can be used for a lot of things. What else can it be used for to produce?
Beyond the low-hanging fruit of sugar into ethanol, which is what we're working on today, at the EK Laboratories, which is a wholly owned subsidiary of the company, we have developed processes where we can take the cellulose material, again, any plant material, wood, paper, and we can go from that material into bioplastics. We can go into fine chemicals such as syringaldehydes and vanillins and polypropylenes and various types of sulfuric and hydrochlorics and furfurols and just a whole host of fine chemicals and additives that are used in the cosmetics, nutraceuticals, pharmaceutical industries, the paint industries, adhesive industries. It really is a new type of chemistry.
Outstanding. Alliance Bioenergy Plus Inc. is the company that is with us today under the ticker symbol ALLM. Daniel, in closing here, is there anything that you would like to discuss to our listeners and that we haven't went over with?
Well, I'd just like to say I'd like to thank all of our shareholders and all of the folks that have been supporting us over the last couple of years. It's always an interesting ride when you bring out a new technology to the market. I just want to thank everyone for sticking with us, and I think we're going to see some exciting things happening over the next couple of months. And for those of you that are not familiar with the company, please keep an eye on us and understand that this is a revolutionary, disruptive type technology that once it's commercial and available to the world, you're going to see radical things happen within this industry.
Daniel, thank you for coming on the show. We will check back with you in 2 or 3 months to see what Alliance Bioenergy Plus is doing.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Thanks.